Today's story is written by Mark Batterson and Summer Batterson Daly, illustrated by Benedetta Capriotti. Big sound, little sound, where in the world is God's voice found? Can you hear God crashing in the waves? Can you hear him echo in the caves? Do you hear him when a bird chirps or when your sister slurps? Can you hear him on top of a mountain or even at the drinking fountain? Do you hear God's voice when you're feeling sad or perhaps when you're a little mad? God speaks through stars that shoot through the sky. God speaks in whispers as soft as a sigh. Why is God whispering so you barely hear? It's really quite simple. You have to get near. Sort of like grandma who gives you a hug or tucks you in bed all nice and snug. God whispers down deep to the depths of your heart. I've been with you from the very start. God speaks through his word so you know what is right. God speaks in dreams by day and by night. God speaks through nature like a big blue glacier. God speaks through family and friends and so much more, sometimes right in the middle of a chore. Just like waves that speak for the ocean or friends who make quite the commotion. God points the way for you to go. God whispers things you need to know. He says what is true, that you can be you, even in all of your hullabaloo. Late at night, after you close your eyes, and long before it's time to rise, God is present, God is waiting, God is even recreating. So when you wake up to a world that's spinning, jump out of bed, get dressed, start grinning, for God's whisper is in your smile, a smile even bigger than a crocodile. Some days are filled with lots of fun, like running and jumping and playing in the sun. Mom tickles your tummy and makes you wiggle until you let out a great big giggle. But even on days that aren't so good, days when you don't feel heard or understood, your feelings, they matter, even if they're all mixed up like pancake batter. God is speaking, rain or shine. God is loving all the time. Remember that God is still right here, listening to every single prayer. Above all else, know this is true, that God is singing all around you. And what is he saying in that voice, still and small? That you, my dear, are his favorite of all. The end. J.D. Walt wrote something that really touched me. He said, I used to think that God didn't speak to me very often, or maybe he didn't have much to say to me, but I've learned over the years that I'm rarely close enough, still enough, and attuned enough to pick up the whisper. God is always whispering, always, and it's my highest calling to draw near him and listen. Amen.